This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I can say something in English.
And I'm telling you, recitation of the Quran adds a dimension to the Quran experience for any believer that nothing else can replace.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Rahim, I love you, man. I'm so happy that you're visiting. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you
so and I thought we'd use this opportunity to sit and chat and learn some things. And something I wanted to do with you for a long time, but I didn't get a chance to do, but I'm hoping we get to do it. And for those of you that are watching today, I want to introduce you to this amazing friend of mine. And I have, you know, alhamdulillah, I know a lot of people and have lots of acquaintances, but very, very few people I consider dear, dear friends, right? That's a very small circle of people, and he's definitely inside of that circle. And it's even exciting to introduce him to some other friends of mine who get equally excited when they meet you. So you're just too cool. Just some things about him. He's one of the world's most incredible, accomplished reciters and actually even coaches on how to improve your recitation of the Quran. He's actually taught some imams and improved their recitation styles and taught them multiple styles of recitation, the maqamat, in the haram. And he used to have a TV show, Majd TV, right?
Yes, Majd TV, yeah.
So, and because...
It was the first program talks about maqamat in entire Arabic world.
And you guys might, many of you might be watching this and like, you don't know what maqamat is. You're going to get an idea when we get into that subject, but... One of the coolest things is actually you made your way to the U.S. because of maqamat, right?
Yes,
so somebody saw,
yes.
An imam saw your TV show and invited you to the U.S.
Yes,
and now,
yes.
Now you're an imam in Phoenix, Arizona,
yeah,
right? Alhamdulillah. You also got married through your maqamat, through your residency.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
It was an incredible story, alhamdulillah. I mean, my wife came to me and talked with me, and we talked with each other. And let me tell you, without maqamat, I wouldn't have her now. That's simple.
How does that work?
Alhamdulillah. She loves the voices. She loves the Quran.
Right.
Then when she listened to my, alhamdulillah, videos, and she...
So she was just watching you on YouTube?
She was watching me on YouTube, my YouTube before we even met.
Okay.
After we met, this issue was a powerful point for her.
Where is she from?
From America, from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, she loves...
So she wasn't Muslim?
No, she wasn't Muslim.
Okay.
She became Muslim, then she started watching the videos of the Quran, the recitations.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, she watched the videos of mine.
Yeah.
And she, when we met, this point, the point of the maqamat, was the main reason to accept me as a husband for her. And
wow.
I'm so proud of that. But, you know, and my career, my work, my even marriage, it come with this issue. And even, subhanAllah, my dad, he got married from my mom because of the same reason. Yeah, and if my dad wouldn't have a good voice and maqamat, my mom wouldn't get married from him. So 40 years ago, my dad got married because of his maqamat.
Yeah.
And now, 2020,
yeah.
I got married also from my wife, or I met my wife in 2020, then I got married from her 2021 because of the same issue.
You know, right now, for the next couple of years, I'm doing a project called Quran Week. And so I study a surah between, we started with Surah Al-Dhariyat. My goal is to get to Surah Al-Mursalat. And so I'll study a surah full time with my team. Tafsir, tadabbur, lugha, nahu, everything we can. Maybe 100 hours on every surah for 3 weeks. So like my full-time job is studying one surah.
Mashallah.
And part of my process for studying a surah is I recite it hundreds of times.
Mashallah.
So right now, I mean, we're in another week, inshallah, I'll be doing a program in Florida on Surah Al-Qamar.
Mashallah.
So I'm reciting Surah Al-Qamar a lot.
Yeah.
And the more I recite it, the more it makes me think about it, the more it makes me ask questions. That's my process, right? And one of the things that I've noticed is that my recitation of the Quran for myself, it changes a lot.
Wow.
right? It's not consistent. And sometimes I can really feel connected to it, and sometimes I can't. And sometimes I remember I recited it a certain way, and then I can't do it anymore. And I've heard you recite before. I really enjoy your recitation, right? So, like, I wanted you to recite the first two ayat of Surat Al-Qamar.
Okay.
And I wanted to pick one of those styles and practice reciting in that style with you.
Okay, inshallah.
We do that?
طيب.
Okay.
Before I started, the maqamat means that the flavors of the voice itself.
Okay. Yeah.
We should bring the maqamat depend on the meaning of the verses.
Okay.
For some verses talking about Yawm al-Qiyamah or something, you have to bring the sad on your...
There's a sad tone.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes ayat talking about Jannah. That
right.
means you have to bring a happy tune,
right.
a happy sound.
Yeah.
This is the art of this
knowledge. So you're trying to capture the emotions of the words.
Yes, of
and
course.
And the mood of the words.
Of course.
In the tone of the recitation.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going now to recite these two ayat, which اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. These ayat kind of ayat, either you have like to recite it with three or four styles. But I'm going to recite with the whole styles.
Okay, and then you'll tell me which...
Yes, what's the properest style for me?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
طيب, there is صُنِعَ بِسِحْرِكَ. This is the word of the whole maqamat.
Uh-huh.
Every letter, we have the name of, or the style of the maqam. Like صَاد, صَبَا.
So these are the names of these maqamat,
yes,
these styles.
Yes, it's eight maqams.
صَبَا.
صَبَا, then نُون, نَهَوَنْد, then عَيْن, عَجَمْ.
Okay,
عَيْن, عَجَمْ, صُنِعَ. Then بَا, بَيَاتِ, سِين, سِيكَ, حَ, حِجَاز, رَ, رَسْت, كاف كورد.
Okay, that was hard, but yeah. صُنِعَ بِسِحْرِكَ.
Yes.
Yeah?
Every but word.
صَبَا.
Yes.
نُون. نَهَوَنْد.
Okay, عَيْن. عَجَمْ.
Okay, let's start over.
Yeah.
صَبَا, نَهَوَنْد,
عَجَمْ. Then بِسِحْرِكَ بَأْبَا. بَيَاتِ. So
okay,
famous.
بَيَاتِ. Okay, then, I'm going to start over again.
Okay.
صَبَا. This is how I learned.
صُنِعَ
صَبَا, نَهَوَنْد, عَجَمْ.
Yes.
بَيَاتِ.
Yeah. سِين, سِيكَ.
سِين, سِيكَ. Okay.
Yeah. بِسِحْرِ. الْحَاء, حِجَاز.
Okay, Sika, Hijaz.
Yeah, then Rust.
Rust.
Then Kaf, Kurd.
Sika, yeah. Hijaz.
Rust, Kurd. Yeah.
Okay.
Eight maqams.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with maqam Saba, the first one.
Okay.
And it's very proper for these ayat meaning.
All right, okay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. It's maqam al-saba. It's like sad melody.
Yeah.
It comes and it fits the meaning of the ayat. اقتربت الساعة. The sa'a is come. The day of judgment. The signs of the judgment shall be closed. When شق القمر, then القمر will be split. Then وإن يروا آية يعرضوا. Every single sign that they see it, they just neglect it. ويقولوا سحر مستمر. So they harmed Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with these accusations.
Right.
And they were so denying the signs of Allah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this was maqam al-saba.
Okay.
The next maqam, which is maqam al-nahawand. Usually it comes with happy ayat. But we will try it in these ayat. It won't fit, but let me just, let us try it.
Yeah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
This maqam and now.
It's a little higher pitch on it too, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is the second maqam, which is happy maqam. Maqam al-Nahwand. Now, Maqam al-Ajam.
Okay.
And al-Ajam, why? Because the Western ears love it so much.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Nobody has a Western ears. That means he is listening to Western culture.
Yeah.
Except loves this Maqam right away.
Okay.
Even Eastern ears also, but Western ears, they are so familiar with that.
That's awesome.
Our brothers from Pakistan, from India, from even America, يعني non-Arab ears.
Yeah.
Loves this maqam so much.
Let's hear it.
Maqam al-Ajam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
Yeah, this maqam al-ajam.
Beautiful.
Yeah. طبعا this maqam has a dimensions, أبعاد. But right. To bring the أبعاد, you have to recite more.
Right.
Because just in 15 seconds.
Right, because it has a lot of intonations.
Yeah, a lot of, yes.
Yes. I get it.
Okay. Yeah. It's now Saba, Nahwan,
Ajam,
now maqam al-bayati. Al-bayati, that this maqam, when you start, bayat means it comes in the night, at night.
Right.
Bayit, and right. Something at night, like calm maqam,
right.
Soft maqam.
Right.
You recite it with the ayat, which, you know, let you feel calmness or softness. This is the maqam.
Okay.
So because of that, the Qurra start with it and end the qira of it. Or when they're reciting ayat, like, gives us calmness, they recite with this maqam.
I see.
Maqam al-bayit. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. All Qur'an start like that, especially with the مجود قراءة. This is bayat.
Yeah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
So calm, so quiet, you know, this is maqam al-bayat. يبقى now صنع بسحرك. Now السيكا. Maqam السيكا, one from the best maqamat, which this maqam makes you feel like, makes you enjoy with the listening to Al-Quran al-Azim. Takes you to a different level, especially when you recite about Ayat al-Jannah or something. It takes you away, Sheikh. Maqam al-Sika. Or, yeah. Siga, sometimes they call it Siga or Sika. Because Si, it's the third, and Ka, it's the pitch. فالمقام الثالث, or the pitch number three. Sika. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
This مقام السيكا. يبقى now we took صبا, نهواند, عجم, بياتي, سيكا. Now
حجاز.
The sixth one, الحجاز, مقام الحجاز. الحجاز has more than 12 ways. And we call it الحجاز because the Hijazi people in Mecca, Medina, Jeddah, this area, they love it and they recite with it.
Okay.
So even the Adhan, Adhan al-Haram, for example, they make it with this.
I see. Okay.
مقام الحجاز. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
طبعا again I just brought one dimension,
right,
one بعد. Okay. After that we have مقام الرست, which is this the مقام of Imams of Al-Haram. When they recite with this مقام usually.
Really?
Imams okay. Al-Haram, yeah, they love this مقام. And also you have to recite this مقام in صلاة العيد, in صلاة الكسوف والخسوف. You know, when you are so excited. Because it starts from the fourth pitch.
Okay.
It's like this. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
It's مقام, it's powerful مقام. And especially with the meaning of this ayat, yeah. It fits.
Yeah, because it's a high pitch. Yeah.
Yes. Last one is Maqam al-Kurd.
Okay.
And this, you know, the females love it so much.
Okay.
The females love it. And also males. But the females, they are familiar with this Maqam. They love to listen to it.
Okay.
It's very soft Maqam and calm Maqam.
Hmm.
You start like this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
Wow. I think that's my favorite one.
Okay. So, it's so calm and also quick maqam. Sariya.
Yeah. Sariya. Yeah.
You know, it takes your ears right away.
So like, so your voice is very powerful, right? And you have a lot of range in your voice.
Yeah.
Right? And someone like myself, I don't have a lot of range in my voice.
Okay.
So how does someone like me, because I'm not going to do what you do.
Yeah.
So how do I do a maqam, like let's say I liked Kurd, right? It'll probably end up being a Norman version of Kurd, I guess.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Every qari has a pitches,
right?
And has a maqams. They are completely different.
I see. Okay.
Pitches means the scale. Maqams mean the thing which you put on the scales.
Okay.
First of all,
gotcha.
Every qari should know his pitch. And every qari has two pitches, three pitches. The professional qurra, they have four, five. Some of them have eight, the whole thing.
Wow.
The whole pitches. Because we have eight pitches. Every throat has...
How many do you have?
Alhamdulillah, the eight. I can recite with the
I can tell you're a boss. So yeah. Barely have half a pitch.
Alhamdulillah. You know, usually the Qur'an has two pitches or three.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to know their pitches first. And this one, I'm going to do it, inshallah, in the institute.
Okay.
Then when you know your pitch, I'm going to give you the maqam which fits your voice. Even every qari should learn like two or three maqams.
Right.
It will be so enough for it.
The one that comes to them naturally, the one that fits with their pitch.
Yes,
the one
that's it. This is the point.
Makes sense, yeah, because you're not forcing yourself to...
No. To make مثلا rust, for example, maqam al-rust, you have to have the fifth or the sixth or the seventh or the eighth pitch.
Right, okay.
When we go talking about Kurd, usually the second or the third, which is normally and usually people have them.
Okay.
But because of this, Kurd is so easy and all people love it. Nobody hates it. People love it because it comes, it fits their ears and their hearing.
Right. There's a soothing melody to it. Yeah.
In the institute, we have two issues. The first issue that what is your pitch?
Okay.
The second issue, which maqam will fit your pitch? Then you have to learn.
Okay. So discover my pitch.
Yeah. Okay. You have to recite first. Then I'm going to tell you your pitches.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
You recite by Maqam al-Bayati.
Okay.
And you have the second and third pitch.
Okay.
You have two pitches, which is the second and third.
Okay.
And you recite now with Maqam al-Bayati.
Oh.
Yeah, but sometimes I heard some recitations of your in your videos.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bring ajam as well.
I see.
Yeah. So the best maqam for you will be either Kurd or Bayati. Because these two maqams, it fits with the second and the third pitch.
Okay, I'm going to vote for Kurd.
Okay. For now we knew your pitches now, which is al-fikr, the main thing. All Qur'an, they don't know.
Right,
they start learn. Without knowing their pitches, then they spend a lot of time and they won't have anything. It's kind of
cool that you're putting names and labels to these things, because sometimes I'm reciting and I can feel that I'm reciting a certain way, and other times I can't turn that back on.
Mm.
Like it's a completely different pitch, I suppose.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You just bring the issue. You put your hand on the issue. This is the issue.
Yeah.
A lot of Qurra, they spend years, but they don't know their pitches. Then they are just going in the wrong way.
Right.
This is the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the court, to know the court has a lot of issues, but because of the time,
yeah.
Let me just take
this is a 5-minute elevator course version. We're stuck in an elevator, and I'm gonna get some court out of this. Okay.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Again, before we start Quran, let me take a humming of this tune.
Okay.
To just try to firm it in your mind. Again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Allah. You have the tune.
A little bit.
So this one dimension.
Okay.
It has many keys. This one key.
Mm.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله. يلا بقى اقتربت الساعة with the same button.
Okay.
اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر.
اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر.
وإن يروا آية يعرضوا.
وإن يروا آية يعرضوا.
ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
الله أكبر. 70%, Sheikh. You have it. If we stay together like 1 hour, you will have it.
That's so awesome.
MashaAllah. I can't tell you, Sheikh, now, not because you are sitting with me and not because I love you, but I have to tell you, you have a good receiver in your mind. Because the main thing for this knowledge to have a strong receiver, which means you have something receives the waves, especially the special waves, which is the Quran, because we have two kinds of waves. Regular waves, that's regular talking.
Yeah.
And special waves, that the waves of singing or making a nasheed or reciting Quran.
Right.
Special waves. It comes like this. If you have a good receiver to receive the waves, that means your voice will be good.
Right.
And you will have a lot of tunes and flavors in your mind.
Right. Right.
You will receive them. Okay. You can use them in the future. So you have it in 2 minutes. You have the wave.
What I'm really excited about, and this is the reason I sort of made this video, is because as a student of the Quran, as someone who I just want to spend the rest of my life, and may Allah preserve my intention and give me the istiqamah and give my team also the rizq and the ability to be able to do this, is to just dive into the Quran and get so much from the Quran, this endless treasure, keep getting more and more from it. And I'm telling you, recitation of the Quran adds a dimension to the Quran experience for any believer that nothing else can replace. Like it's an irreplaceable part of understanding, contemplating, and actually more important than anything else, feeling the Quran. And the Quran's this tradition of it being rhythmic and it being actually the, I know some of you will find this offensive, but this is the only way I can describe it. It's the music of the soul, right? There's the story you told me about someone who, because these melodies, you can just put these melodies and I can
say something in English.
Like, yeah, I could do that, right? And butcher it. But like, you knew someone who you recited to in Arabic, but it wasn't Quran.
Yeah,
right?
I did this one.
Tell me about
so
that.
Close yani person,
yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
He's not Arabic.
Yeah.
He's a new Muslim.
Yeah.
Then I tried that time to recite like Al-Quran, but I was reciting something not like regular, you know.
Can you phrases? Can you give me a sample? What did you do?
Like in this example. أنت كنت فين؟ كنت فين يا حبيبي؟ كنت فين؟ حبينا نطمن عليك. حبينا نطمن عليك نطمن عليك. the same mudud, same ghunan, same thing.
Right.
But it's not Quran.
It's not Quran.
Just any talk. Just right. I wrote every anything.
Yeah.
For the person told me, I don't feel like the regular recitation of the Quran. You were reciting 2 minutes ago. Something touches my heart. But now I cannot feel it. It doesn't touch my heart.
Allah.
Is this a strange surah or something? What's this? I don't feel it.
And this is someone who's new Muslim, new doesn't Muslim? Know any Arabic, nothing.
Yes, just
so they technically they hear this, they should hear no difference.
If he does know Arabic, I would tell you it's okay. Maybe also our audience now, they know Arabic. They right. will know, they recognize right.
right
away.
Right.
But this person didn't know anything about Arabic language, and he didn't feel it as a Quran, as a recitation of the Quran. Yeah. This is the
there's a divine effect to this book. There's a divine effect to this book. So what I wanted to do, inshallah, and I'm going to keep improving privately because I got a hook up like that. But what I want you guys to do is to take advantage of the Maqamat Institute. The link is in the video. Those of you especially that have memorized the Quran or want to enjoy reciting the Quran, you really just want to enjoy this connection to Allah through beautifying your voice. Like it's not just what others hear. You can hear like your heart hears it. It's an indescribable spiritual experience to be able to enjoy recitation of Quran. And his program, we're calling it Ramadan to Ramadan, isn't it? Is just go through these steps, whether you're beginner, intermediate, especially if you're hufadh of the Quran or you're on your way to memorizing the Quran and you just want to just up your level of recitation, not just to impress people that you're going to lead Taraweeh in, but for yourself, really bringing joy into your recitation of the Quran. I think you should take full advantage of Sheikh Ibrahim's work. And I'm really hoping to see that you guys, like your starting point, like where you began with him and where you ended up with him. And I think I'm going to do it too. Like I'm going to do little by little with him and keep working on my Kurd, actually. And see.
You have the tune. You have one dimension.
Yeah. So I'm going to get like a bunch of dimensions and see how I progress. Because I think it's really cool, and I think this is an opportunity for, you know, Quran lovers around the world to actually, you know, celebrate the recitation of the Quran and celebrate the beautification of the Quran. It's a tradition that we should just carry on like it's nothing else, you know. So in this age of like the music industry and the TikTok industry and the Instagram, like there's entertainment and sounds going into our ears all the time, and you know. Many of those sounds, they're emptying out our souls. And the beautiful sounds of the Quran are a necessary cleansing from a lot of that noise. So I think it's incumbent on us to become part of that culture of beautifying the recitation of the Quran. So I'm really grateful that you came, Ibrahim. I love hanging out with you. And I'm really excited to see what students from around the world learn from you. And inshallah, I'm going to beat all of them.
Inshallah. Last thing, Sheikh, we are addressing four categories of people. Those who wanted to learn this because they are hufad, and this is the main thing for us
one of them,
to
yeah.
read the Taraweeh and Salah.
Yeah.
Other issue, those who wanted to just learn to recite the Quran and enjoy the Quran, even if they are not hufad.
Yep.
The third group also, as well, those who love to hear Quran only, not to recite, just they wanted to listen to the recitations and recognize which maqam they are listening.
Okay.
And the last one for those who want to make da'wah, because like what?
To make da'wah?
Yeah. Ad'u bi sawtik. Ad'u bi sawtik.
Tell me about that?
Yeah. Inta just recite Quran
right.
publicly or on YouTube videos or whatever, and you will find how many people they come even to just taste the sweetness of Al-Quran al-Kareem. And many people, and I have, alhamdulillah, this, many people, they came to the channel and they even comment that they enjoyed with the Quran and they start learning about Islam because of the beauty of the recitations. This is the main thing for us.
SubhanAllah. That's amazing. So I pray that all of us, inshallah, are encouraged to begin reciting more of the Quran and work towards beautifying it, and may Allah beautify the Quran in all of our hearts. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Thank you so much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Istah bi sawtika fil afaq. Mawdu'na alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بعد سنين وسنين من التخطيط لأول مرة أزف إليكم هذا الخبر الجميل. فتحنا الحمد لله أول معهد لتعليم المقامات بطريقة احترافية بإذن الله تعالى. هيكون معهد المقامات مع بكير بإذن الله تعالى. مئات القراء خدوا الدورة أورليدي دورة المقامات 2020 ودلوقتي الحمد لله وتواصلوا معنا وأرسلوا الرسائل اللي هم عايزين يعملوا تفاعل يعني خلاص درسنا الموضوع عايزين بقى نعمل تفاعل نتدرب تدريب يعني شخصي إن شاء الله على الأونلاين فلأول مرة الحمد لله هنعمل معهد المقامات لمدة 10 شهور وهيكون فيه شهادات معتمدة وتدريب شخصي بإذن الله تعالى ومن رمضان لرمضان بإذن الله تعالى الناس اللي عايزة تقود صلوات التراويح في المساجد الناس حتى اللي عايزة تتعلم مقامات من غير ما تقود الناس اللي عايزة تسجل قرآن الناس اللي عايزة تدعو بصوتها بإذن الله تعالى الناس اللي عايزة تصدح بصوتها في الأفاق الحمد لله رب العالمين خلاص فتحنا أول معهد لتعليم المقامات الصوتية بطريقة احترافية في قراءة القرآن العظيم أزف إليكم هذا الخبر السعيد وإن شاء الله أي حد عايز يشترك معنا ويسجل في المعهد هتلاقي إن شاء الله اللينك تحت في المعهد بإذن الله تعالى وكل المعلومات الخاصة بالتسجيل الخبر السعيد الآخر إن أول واحد هبدأ معاه هذا تدريب هو حبيب الشيخ نعمان علي خان السلام عليكم برادر نعمان
السلام
عليكم. نعمان علي خان الداعية الأمريكي المعروف أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا معا وجزاكم الله خير وأراكم في اصطح بصوتك في الآفاق السلام عليكم.